ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You are listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be looking at a very important question. And that question is related to one of the very important figures within Islam. I'm speaking of none other than the Lady Fatima al-Masuma, Salamullah alayha. As you know, today marks the anniversary of the birthday of the Lady Masuma, and because of that, here at IRIB English Radio and The Key, we would like to offer our esteemed listeners congratulations and felicitations on this very auspicious and very great day. As you know, just by way of an introduction, the Lady Masuma was the daughter of the seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salam, and therefore, consequently, she was the sister of our eighth Imam, Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam. As you know, after Imam Ridha alayhi salam was brought from the Arabian Peninsula to Iran by the caliph of his era, because the caliph wanted to, keep him close to him so that he could watch over him, and for those other political reasons as well, which we don't want to get into. Subsequent to his migration, the Lady Masuma, Salamullah alayha, she migrated, migrated to Iran so that she could rejoin her brother. And when she arrived in the, according to some accounts, when she arrived in the city of Qom, which was a stronghold for and a center for the followers of the school of thought of the Ahlul Bayt, salamullah alayhim, she became ill, and she spent some days there. Subsequent to which, she passed away, and she was buried in that city, and she still, and her grave has become a center for pilgrimage for the those who are fond of and are adherents of this school of thought. So the question we want to ask today is this: what is the virtue of visiting the grave of this noble lady, and what reward will be acquired by a person who does this? In response to this question, we can say that we have certain hadiths which indicate the answer to this question. One of those hadiths is a hadith which has been narrated from the ninth Imam, Imam Jawad alayhi salam, in which he says that my aunt, in other words, the Lady Fatima al-Masuma, who is buried in Qum, if somebody pays pilgrimage to her grave, arifan bihaqtaha, which means with a recognition and an awareness of her spiritual stature and her rank in the eyes of God, if somebody, he does this with this knowledge and this awareness and recognition, then wajiba lahul jannat and paradise will be obligatory upon such a person. This is the virtue of this pilgrimage, and may Allah grant all of us the opportunity to visit the grave of this noble lady and acquire this great reward. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the reward of the pilgrimage to the grave of the Lady Masuma, Salamullah alayha, in the light of the hadith. Until next time, wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program The Key, an IRIB English radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.